You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today is International Women's Day, which celebrates women and commemorates the ongoing movements for women's rights and gender equality. I talked to Vanessa Deru, who is the National President for the National Council of Women New Zealand and the spokesperson for Gender Equal New Zealand, about International Women's Day. We talked about why we celebrate International Women's Day, what gender equality progress New Zealand has made, and what still needs to be done. I started by asking very basically, what is International Women's Day?
So International Women's Day was founded in 1908, and it was founded in the States trying to get women the vote. Now, New Zealand was a bit ahead of the time. In 1893, we gained the vote for women. And the day is really a celebration, usually, of the achievements of our gender as women, but also, I guess, a stop and pause and question around how much progress have we made in terms of gender equality.
So why is it important that we celebrate International Women's Day in New Zealand and around the world?
It's important to celebrate International Women's Day globally, nationally and locally, because the latest report from the World Economic Forum, the Global Gender Pay Gap Report, shows that gender equality could be over 200 years away. And it's really unacceptable, and it's pretty bad for some groups of women, more so than some than others, because a whole range of issues, including racism, transphobia, and other forms of oppression, as well as gender.
So we've they're saying a long way that 200 years from now, that's yes. How long it's going to take.
It's going to take another 200 years.
Insane. It seems like it just shouldn't even be an issue. Sorry for interrupting you, but that's
okay.
Crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy. It's crazy to know that it's going to take 200 years to gain global gender equality. I think we've got a few runs ahead in New Zealand, but we're certainly not first in the world anymore. We were first in the world to gain New Zealand women the vote, but we are not first in terms of a whole range of issues, making sure that we can't get or can't say that we're the top on terms of gender equality in the world.
So as you've just said, New Zealand gave women the right to vote in 1893, and I suppose that was a very important sort of beginning, particularly for New Zealand's gender equality, but you just said that New Zealand isn't up there now. Why is that? Why have we fallen behind?
Well, we've fallen behind because on a number of fronts. I think we haven't seen the progress of pay equity that we have been wanting to see for a long time. The Equal Pay Act was formed in 1972, but as we know, and as many people talk about, we don't have an equal gender pay gap in New Zealand. We're fourth out of 36 countries in the OECD for the representation of women in management roles. Back in 2015, we were 17th. So we have done some progress. But in terms of some other issues that face gender, New Zealand's got the highest incidence of school bullying, including cyberbullying in 35 countries. We know that cyberbullying for young females is a real issue. The idea of having an online life and a real life and not really being able to navigate those conversations that appear online as well as in face-to-face, and how do you build consentful, respectful relationships. We also know that intimate partner, family and sexual violence, New Zealand women experience one of the highest rates of intimate partner violence for any OECD country. And those factors are pushing us down on the list as an overall gender equality indicator. And it's, you know, it's time to make sure that we can get some of those runs on the board to move and see progress for gender equality in New Zealand.
So clearly gender equality is still a major issue, but what are we going to do? What is the progress? What sort of action needs to be taken, do you think?
Well, look, we are proud of the process internally towards better addressing gender inequality in New Zealand. Many organisations, including the National Council of Women, are helping with that cause. However, it's around building conversations, looking at stereotypes, understanding the attitudes and how we can change those attitudes in terms of our society to help support those different rates of abuse and pay equity and women in leadership to be stronger. So we believe that it's really important for people to understand that there is an issue for one, that equality is not reality these days. We need to stop any biased conversations. We need to ensure that women are treated equally as men. We need to ensure that every gender is equal and treated equally. In this year, 125 years of women's suffrage, it's also the 70th anniversary of the UN Declaration of Human Rights. So we need to be able to see this year some progress in those areas, and I'm really encouraged that the new government is looking to progress issues such as pay equity, start conversations around domestic violence rates, and really looking at initiatives that can help improve the lives of all New Zealanders. All New Zealanders being of any gender and any age, because it's actually our families and children that we need to particularly take care of.
And it's an issue that everybody needs to get involved in. It's not just a women's issue, I suppose. It's something that everybody needs to strive towards and work towards in everyday life. Do you agree?
Right, it's definitely an issue that all genders need to be cautious and aware of. We know that there are issues for men as well as there are issues for women. And it's important that we can support everyone equally and understand what the barriers are and seek ways to achieve to move those changes in society.
Particularly, I suppose, at the moment, with a lot of New Zealand leadership positions, with the Prime Minister and the Governor General and even the New Zealander of the Year being a woman this year, I suppose that is quite positive, seeing that there are women in positions that can be the forefront for change and further moving towards gender equality in New Zealand.
It is important to see women at the highest levels of our legislative system, to see them winning awards such as New Zealander of the Year. But it's also important to see women in all areas and spheres of life taking leadership roles. So being able to say that being a mum is a role in society that's valued, equally valued as someone that gets a paycheck every week or every month.
And it doesn't mean you're in any way disabled or, you know,
it's not. It doesn't mean, that's right. It doesn't mean that you're disabled. It doesn't mean that you're any less than anyone else or that you're valued. So we need to ensure that we've got equal pay for equal work of equal value. And those conversations need to start by changing culture and changing attitudes and stereotypes in the countries or in our country and around the communities that we live in.
What will this change mean if it completely changes and we have complete gender equality in 200 years? Hopefully not 200 years, hopefully it's a shorter time than that. But what does that mean for the world and for New Zealand?
So for us, a gender equal New Zealand would look like all people having the freedom and opportunity to determine their own future. It would be that anyone can do any hobby, study any subject, do any career. It would mean that anyone can rise up in the career world or ladder without gender bias. We'd see diverse role models in the community, in the media and workplaces. Again, we would see equal pay for work of equal value. It would be acceptable for men to take parental leave. It wouldn't be news that full-time parenting and part-time parenting was acceptable. We would have eliminated all forms of discrimination against women and girls and of people of other genders. We'd want to be able to see progress by seeing the change in international measures, so that we're gender equality champions, we're first in the world and we are a society that people want to live in because they can be whoever they want to be.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.